The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Right approach to Parnassus. Shalom Avracha. So, because we're talking about the right approach to Parnassa. So we mentioned before that Hashem gives everybody his natural inclinations and koichos, intelligence, so he should be able to have Parnassa. With the koichos he has to realize that he's not making the money. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this whole concept of working with the Mimikai, the mitzvah that Hashem commanded us to be involved in the necessary steps to bring about our panosa. Like it says, Vayikach Hashem elokim et Adam vayinechei b'gan Eden ba'ovdel l'shomro. To work the land, watch over it, and use what he had at his disposal in the proper fashion. Together with that, you to marry a wife and have children. A person is mechaber l'shem shemayim, these things, is going to get a reward for it, whether he was successful in his business or not. So it's an amazing thing. A person that works shalom l'shem shemayim, let's say he's working 9 hours a day, he said 9 hours a day that he didn't do anything. He wasted 9 hours. If you look at it in the bigger picture, in the eternal picture, maybe he's going to make some money, but in the eternal picture, he lost that opportunity to have 9 hours of mitzvah. It doesn't Hashem Shemayim, because he's doing it because of the responsibility that Hashem gave him. And because in the way that Hashem wants him to do it, and then those 9 hours of mitzvah. So basically, we could be involved in mitzvahs from the day from the second we wake up to the second we go to sleep. That depends on the kavanah. Like it says, "Yigiyat kapecha ki toichal." You will eat from the hard labor of your hands. Hashreicha v'toivloch. Happy and it's good for you. The Gemara says, Godel ha'neni mi'yigiyah yoyse mi'yir shemayim. Shmar brachas. It's greater a person who enjoys his work, enjoys the fruit of his labor in yir shemayim. It's hard to understand. It brings this posik. Yigiyah kapecha tikoichal ha'shrech v'toylech ha'shrech v'il mazeh v'toylech v'il mabob. Maharal Prague explains like this. To enjoy the fruit of your labor is only shayich if you have a high level of bitochen. Why? Because if you don't, you're never really satisfied with what
Kol HaLashon
you have. Because no matter what you have, you want more. You want to be more successful. You want to be bigger than the guy across the street. Or you have all these fantasies of extreme wealth. The bottom line is you're never happy. But if it says the person is happy with his anenemi yegia kapo. He's happy. Baruch Hashem, because Baruch Hu gave me the ability to be mispanis. And I'm being mispanis, even if it takes effort and everything else. But Baruch Hashem, I'm able to do it. I'm healthy enough to do it. You have to have the Shema to do it. A person who has that mind frame, that shows that he reached the real, true bitochen b'Hashem. To say you're bitochen when you're not involved in it, it's doesn't mean much, but when you are involved in Parnassa, and even so, you do it the right fashion, and you're always able to mark you that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you, that's a great level. And that brings Siyat HaShemaya in this world, and also in Olam Haba. So, that is a great thing that everybody can do. A person say, I'd rather not work. Could be. But the Maisa, it's a bit more accurate to say, I'd rather And I would always like to be involved in something that can be bring me only good and eternal good. And like we're saying, if a person works with the right mind frame, the working itself is bringing him eternal good, bringing Siyat Hashem, this world and the world to come. Because he realizes that he's interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he's going to the work, and therefore he's happy with what he has. And Oil Haba, be in a higher level. That's higher than is what's called Yerushimayim. Yerushimayim just means that I know Hashem runs the world and I want to be on good terms with him. But the reason why I want good terms with him is because I want to get reward from him. I don't want to get punished by him. But it's not the relationship it could be. It's not a relationship of Ava. So here, I'll do it because I have to do it. And if I don't get what I want, I'm not happy. Because I really, a big driving force behind my body is Hashem to get what I want. If I don't get what I want, I want to be a millionaire. And I daven for it every day. Hashem doesn't give it to me, so I'm upset. That person who is avoid that Hashem is Mi'ira. But a person who is happy with what he has from his panasa, that shows the level of Ava. He realizes that everything he has is a gift from Hashem, and Hashem loves him, and he loves Hashem back, and he's so happy with what he has. Okay, I'm not sure. So that's what we're saying. We daven it through the physical interaction and the work we're doing that can bring us to higher levels and great levels of Bitochen Hashem, Avas Hashem. Okay, we should be zeicha to take advantage of this and appreciate what we have, do it with the right intentions. And Mitzvah Hashem, we also be zeicha to this. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'teivlach l'olam haba.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.